بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we began the discussion on interest, riba, usually, and the different types. And nowadays we are being offered through conventional banks, etc. But all in the name of profits, dividends, but it's far from being halal. So we should be very careful when it comes to interest. We don't get involved in this, as is mentioned in the kitab also, that this is the only type of sin and guna that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Allah declares war. And when Allah Ta'ala declares war, who can win the war? Against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And yesterday we mentioned the riwayat, the interest has 73 doors. The lightest is like a man fornicating with his mother. One dirham which a person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just one dirham a person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than committing fornication 33 times in the state of Islam. When fornication and interest become apparent in any place, then they have brought upon themselves the punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is two actions itself is a punishment, fornication and interest. Whichever nation usually becomes, that is riba, becomes common, they will be overtaken by famine. Whoever consumes interest will rise on the day of Qiyamah insane. By that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience, pride, play, and amusement. In the morning, they will be transformed into swine and monkeys. The reason for this will be regarding haram and halal, taking of singing girls for entertainment, drinking alcohol, consuming usury, and wearing silk. For men, to wear silk is haram. Men cannot wear silk, they cannot wear gold. Also when it comes to rings, etc., for the sake of adornment, not permissible for men. To wear even a ring for the sake of adornment, decoration. Women there decorate themselves. Men don't decorate themselves. Problem nowadays is now we have to say these things, that nowadays you get pretty boys also. You get pretty boys. You know, decorate themselves, wear chains. And you know, before a chain you put on a dog. But now you know wear chain, you know, bracelets, wear rings, etc. Yes, the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wore a ring, that was a stamp. And that too also the ring, where the stamp was, that used to be worn on the inside. When he needed it, then he would put it on the outside and stamp it. Alright, was his name Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the primary reason. And if there has to be some other thing, some alim gave a person a ring for a certain reason, whatever it may be, then it's permissible as long as it's silver. A certain grammage. I can't remember what amount the grams are. Okay, we have to just confirm it. So it can be a silver ring. No other type of ring for a male. So these things for men, wearing gold or wearing silk, these are not permissible for men to use them. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned more or less, those men that will wear silk or gold, then for them in Jannah, there will be no share for them. They won't be able to wear silk and gold. How much you want to wear it here? Imagine in Jannah how much more you'll want to wear it. But you won't be allowed to. There's no share for them in Akhirat. These are all for women to wear. That within the confines of the home, not when they leave the home. So usually drinking alcohol, wearing of silk for men, all these things over here will be a cause for destruction. So here also, according to some muftis also, when it comes to the dhikr ring, zikr ring, we have these counters. Some even say that it's not permissible to wear it as a ring and use it. But if you have to use it for the sake of counting. Many a man you will find performing namaz, he's got it on his finger still. It's worn like a ring. It's not permissible. It will be taken out. And after namaz, you can put it back on thereafter. But to just leave it there, the entire day, driving also, you just got it out there. He's not making zikr right now. Not making zikr, they remove it. Put it in the pocket. Number 7, a time will come on the people in which none will remain, a time will come on the people in which none will remain except that he will eat, utilize interest. Allah Ta'ala save us from that time. We can see already the warnings for it, how haram this thing is. A time will come on the people in which none will remain except that he will eat, he will utilize interest. Whoever does not utilize it will be affected by its smoke. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed the one who devours interest. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Honorable Shaykh says also that mother curses the child, he says, my life is finished. Oh, things didn't come right in his life, And he'll think, my father cursed me. May baddua. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is cursing. Nobody's worried about it. The curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon the person who devours interest, the one who gives it, the one who takes it, receives it, the one who gives interest also. And those who witness the interest transaction or write the transaction knowing that the contract involves interest. Just being a witness or just being the katib, the writer for this, is all included in the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised the ummah to abstain from seven destroyers. One of them is the consumption of usury. Here we should be careful also. Nowadays even our young children have bank accounts. So you got to monitor the accounts. Now the women are doing home industry. They have bank accounts also. Or they're doing online business, etc. So they have to be educated when it comes to the masail. When it comes to these types of transactions, there should be no interest in there, no riba in there. On the night of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by people whose stomachs were the size of houses. It was full with snakes, which could be seen from outside their stomachs. On inquiry, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that they were the consumers of interest. Allah ta'ala save us. Important masail regarding interest. It is not permitted to save money in a bank. It's not permissible. To open a bank account for no reason is not permissible. You only open a bank account based upon necessity, because I have to. Either for business now, because business has become like that, or for safekeeping. In our country, you know, security is a big issue right now. So, for safekeeping. So it is not permitted to save money in a bank. This will only be permitted when there is no alternative method to protect one's wealth. Then only a person can put it there for safekeeping. Unless, mashallah, you're staying in Afghanistan, alhamdulillah. Then things are quite safe there. Hazrat mentioned also one incident where a Westerner was there, and so the local was telling him, there's a reporter. The things are very safe over here. He said, this war, these people, is so much of unrest. He said, no, but nobody was there. So he says, he took a bag full of, he told that person, give me some dollars, he filled the bag up with money, and he left it at the bus stand. He said, we'll come here after 2 days. He said, it'll be gone. He said, don't be gone. Came back after 2 days, the bag was still there. Nobody touched it. He says, see, this is now an Islamic country. Things are safe. Nobody will steal. Nobody will touch it. Moana would say on a lighter note also, he says, we had Moana Normani from Pitratif, Rahmatullah Ali. Very jovial person. So he says, as it is ulama, I have a problem too. When he comes to the bank account, is either now not more than 100 zan, or his mind is like the fuel tank also, he's seen, driving on empty. They say, my father kept money, also no money. They say, no money. But he says, you get the pious Muslim in the masjid. The pious Muslim in the masjid, he says, that he says, Imam, I found some money. The old days. And he make a big noise. Hey, whose money is this? I found some money. How much money? He says, 20 cents. That time, 20 cents was 2 bob. It was a lot of money at that time. 20 cents. But he find 20 rand, quietly put it in his pocket. He said, now that he won't talk about. But the 20 cents, hey, such an honest person. He found 20 cents. And he's advertising it. But the 20 then he won't advertise it. He said, I think it is mine. I must have dropped it last week. See, nobody took it. I'm barakat in the money. He said, okay. So, he said, Maulana would take out muqtas like this. It is sinful to assist in anything involving interest. Seeking forgiveness, tawbah, is necessary. Taking a profit from a person after granting him a loan is regarded as interest. To lend money on profit, not permissible. There has to be a valid Shari'i transaction. Either murabaha, or mudaraba, or musharaka. These are all terms that now you are the Rabbul Mal. You invested the capital, that person will do the work. Alright? He'll buy the goods, he'll sell. But in that now, mudaraba, there is any loss now without recklessness. Any loss will be the person invested the money is his loss. That's mudaraba. If there's that type of a transaction, or murabaha, or musharaka, partnership, then permissible. But this will lend the person, lending you 100,000 rand, right? If you give me now 10% back, or give me 101,000 rand, whatever it may be, not permissible. Not permissible to take any benefit from a person who you lend money to. Person who you lend money to take benefit from him, monetary benefit is not permissible. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi was so particular. One day he was walking on the pavement. And as he approached somebody's house, then he got off the pavement and he walked in the street and then came back again. The student asked him, "Imam Sahib, what happened today? Every day you would walk past and today you got off the pavement and now then you got back on again after that." He says, "The owner of that house, I lent him some money. I lent him some money." The old days now, in some countries you go also, the houses are right on the street. Like how you find sometime here in Morningside, you got like a door there, like normal house door. And you have an awning outside. So that person had the same thing. The houses should be right on the street, on the pavement. They had an awning there. They said, "I lent him money. But I don't want to take benefit even from the shade of his awning also. I will not take benefit from the shade of his awning. That's why I got off the pavement." Now, there's a level of his taqwa. So, to just lend money and take profit, not permissible. It is not permissible. Yes, there is now. If a person lent you money, there's no prior arrangement, agreement or talk of giving anything extra. But after, when you're paying back, then you can pay him maybe 10,000 rand more. But there's no pre-arrangement, no agreement, no talk as a hadiah you're giving him. Is it permissible for a person to receive that extra? That is permissible. Because there's no talk about it. Now, out of appreciation, you lent me the money, you didn't demand it back, I made some money, whatever it was. And out of muhabbat, appreciation, I'm giving you extra. That is permissible for him to receive it. Happens sometimes, husband and wife also. Now he's paying back the wife, he borrowed some money from her. So he gives her some extra back. So there was no pre-arrangement, so that will be permissible for her to receive it. It is not permissible to insure your life, business or vehicle. Not permissible. Unless now it is involuntary and is obligatory because the company says you have to, you can't purchase a vehicle, etc. So whatever it may be there, then we can ask the muftiyan that what is the masla there. But life insurance are permissible, business or vehicle. However, if forced by law, it will be permissible. One can then only claim back the amount equivalent to the premium. You can't take more than that. Something has to happen. Even if a person got involved now with haram insurance, and now he has to cancel it, get out of it. But in the interim, something has to happen. But in an accident, then the only amount he can claim is the amount that he already has paid. He can't take more than that. It is not permissible for businessmen to take a loan from banks on interest. There is hope that when one is forced to take due to dire circumstances, he will not be sinful. The dire circumstances, some health issue or something. They don't want to lend you money right now. Have to go for some operation, etc. Now this is necessity. This is dire necessity. Will make that haram interest loan permissible based upon necessity. Then Allah Ta'ala will help you to repay it. But just now, just take the loan and somehow they'll make you Sharia compliant. But you know this is interest. Is that permissible right now? That Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Then in that case, if he has to, then it'll not be sinful. However, these circumstances should be placed before a mufti. It is not permissible to deal or be partner to someone who deals in interest. Now he started something, he has to give you partnership in there. The whole thing is based upon interest and riba. Is it permissible to join in a venture like this? It is not permissible to accept a gift from a non-Muslim usurer. Then a non-Muslim that is involved in interest, is giving loans possibly, is a loan shark. And now he's giving you hadiah also. Right, he might catch you also now. So, in that case, is it permissible to take a gift from him, from a non-Muslim? A penalty referred to as a penalty of default, levied for not paying an installment promptly, is also regarded as interest. Telecom account you didn't pay on time, they can charge you interest after that. It's a penalty. There's interest there. Light account, whatever bill it may be now. Person has certain outlets, etc. Didn't pay the account on time. And sometimes it doesn't take it as anything. Okay, they charge me 2 rand interest. Not serious. Serious. Very serious. Always be 2 rand only. But it's interest after all. Why you faltered in paying it? You should be prompt in paying it. When it comes to credit cards also, they also, some people don't worry. We pay the interest. And he's only servicing the interest. All the barakat is gone after that. All the barakat is gone after that. There's no barakat in the sickness. There'll be problems. Where it will come, you can't understand it. The salary for every type of bank employee is haram. According to some muftis, there's a salary for every type of bank employee directly employed by the bank is regarded as haram, the salary, because the entire banking system is based upon interest. It's based upon interest, so the salary also will be haram. Now the question comes that the person gave us da'wat. He's working in the bank. Do we accept the da'wat or not? Now, there is a challenge after that. Oh, sometimes the women folk are working in the bank, mother-in-law sometimes, or sister-in-law, whoever it may be. Now we've got da'wat there, what do we do? Then we ask the muftis, how do we work around it? Now, if they have some other source of income, and their source of income is more than the haram income, then the muftis are given permissibility, you can't eat there. Because the halal is more than the haram. If one was forced to keep money in a bank, the interest money should be taken out. The general ruling with regards to handing out interest money is that it is better to give it to poor Muslims, although it is permissible to give to poor non-Muslims, provided that in both cases it is given without the intention and hope of gaining any reward. But more before that, if a certain organization, institution is giving you interest, then if it is possible to give it back to them, give it back to them. We don't want to touch it. That is dirty money. We don't want your dirty money. So if possible to make an arrangement with the bank, I don't want the interest, you can take it back. Or they use it to offset your bank charges. They're doing it. They're giving you the interest and they're taking it back. You're offsetting it, that's permissible. But to take the interest now from one organization, from one bank account, that interest and now pay that other bank account, interest fees or bank charging fees are permissible. To take it from one institution and pay another institution, taking haram from me and paying haram there, not permissible. Must be given back to the same institution. And if it cannot be done, they say, no, you can't take it back. Then you'll have to withdraw it and then dispose of it. As is mentioned, you can give it to a Muslim who is a zakat recipient. Zakat recipient Muslim, he can be given interest money. Obviously, now you don't tell him his interest, you can tell him his hadiah, put it in an envelope, he has some accounts to pay, etc. Can be given to him or to a poor non-Muslim. But there's no reward for it. If a family member is such that he can be given zakat, and amongst your ascendants and descendants referring to your parents, grandparents going up, descendants, your children, grandchildren going down. So amongst them also, the somebody who is a zakat recipient, then it will be permissible to hand over the interest money to him. Zakat we can't give. Zakat you can't give parents, grandparents. You can't give children, grandchildren, great, up and down, ascendants and descendants. Zakat we can't give. Right, but when it comes to interest, then you can give. Now, maybe somebody in the family, right, whether it be uncle, aunt, or parents also sometimes, die in need, children, grandchildren, I don't have extra cash by me, but there's some interest that accumulated. That account should be closed first of all. When there's interest there, then it can be given to them, it is permissible. Interest money cannot be utilized for one's personal needs, nor should it be donated for any religious causes. If a government imposes an oppressive tax on its citizens, it will be permissible for one to pay such taxes with interest money, provided that the interest has been acquired from a governmental banking institution. You cannot take it from your conventional bank, right, and pay government taxes. As we mentioned, you can't take it from one institution and give to another institution. Yes, if you are receiving interest from a government institution, now you're giving it back to them. You're paying your tax with that, and that will be permissible. So provided that the interest has been acquired from a governmental banking institution, since one is returning the interest to the same source from where it was derived. However, interest derived from commercial banks, where most people generally do their banking, cannot be used to pay any form of taxes to the government. So this is one fatwa of this Darul Iftah. It is not permissible to install an ATM in one store, as it is tantamount to indirectly promoting the transactions of a bank, many of which are interest-based. So this is the fatwa, Darul Mazadun, and many muftis also, ATM you cannot keep there. Now this is all based upon interest, and we don't need this in our life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. For any questions, we mentioned last year also, we have any questions in regards to the Masail, then brothers can... You can inquire from Mufti Ibrahim Nurgat, that is the morning program. MashaAllah, Mawana also is active in answering fatwa for the Darul Uloom also. If you have any questions, you can get Mawana's number and we can forward it to Mawana and Mufti Saab, inshallah, he can attend to the queries, inshallah. Are you discussing? Etiquettes of? Dasman. Acha. Adı Dasman'a. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So yesterday you mentioned a few etiquettes for husbands in regards to their wives. To compliment the wife on her cooking, etc. And dressing also. And this Hazrat says is a daily activity, not once off. Every day you have to comment. Every day you have to compliment her. To secure her emotionally. To secure her. Because Allah Ta'ala has made them like that. They always feel insecure. So all the time you have to give her the security. Cooking was very good. The food was very nice. The house is very clean. When I walk in, alhamdulillah, the house is very clean. And even on how she looks also, her dressing, they also compliment her. Then we mentioned to endeavor to eat together and drink from the same utensil as far as possible. And to place a morsel of food into her mouth. This obviously in public. This now within the home. Hazrat says also now and then, give her a hug, give her a kiss. But then to Hazrat says, be careful, the children mustn't be there. Because he might go see in school, my mother and father were fighting. They weren't fighting, they were hugging. But the way you are hugging her now, now as if now there's a fight on. So he might get scared also, what was happening. Do not disclose your wife's secrets or faults to either family members or friends. Don't tell anybody about your wife's secrets or faults or shortcomings. And more than that, also they say, don't even tell one's mother also, any weakness of the wife. Because usually we have this tension, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. Now once the mother-in-law will know a certain fault of the daughter-in-law, then she feels I have the upper hand. She's got this weakness in her. Don't ever discuss anything of the wife to one's mother. Even a person having a problem, you say, Ayab nahi nikalna. Don't take out the fault of the wife, and the wife should not do that to the husband also. Take out his fault. Should never do this. Because what will happen? And yet your husband says to her, that now they will complain, they will tell somebody, some friend, or tell the mother, or tell, boy will tell the mother, or she tell the father, and now they get involved. And 2 days later, now they make a muhabbat and love. What happened? So much problem there was. She spoke so much about him, or he spoke so much about her. Now all of a sudden, he booked her on weekend out. Where are you going? Holiday. But you were fighting just. Now everything is okay. But all the faults came out now. But then was all the faults. Her father knows all your faults. What he's doing behind the scenes. Now he took out all the problems. And now we're back to normal. But it's all in the family now. Daughter-in-laws know. Oh, the sister-in-laws know the whole problem, etc. Now we're back to normal. And somehow it will come out. As I say, how it will come out, you must just say, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And how it will just go out. Here also one point comes to mind, where you're speaking about advertising on the business. Now, many brothers feel you could advertise on Facebook and TikTok and all these applications. We have to do business like this. But we know how much haram is in there. Brothers are writing also that I'm advertising my business over there. But then together with that, now I scroll onto this and get onto that and check. And it goes to everything else. So Allah has made an avenue that with the WhatsApp also can have a business account. You can put it there. Put it in the WhatsApp and people will pick it up from there also. Hazrat says the best advert. The best advert is Yusuf Kitabis. Word of mouth. How many years in business, Yusuf? 19 years, not one advert. Not one advert. No advertising, nothing whatsoever. Word of mouth. As I do honest work, alhamdulillah. Be honest. Price is right also. Quality is good. Alhamdulillah. People will say, mashallah. And, Bayi is in now carpentry, kitchens, etc. And just the friends of the wife has to come in. What a lovely kitchen. Who did it? So much so finished. The deal is done already. No advertising. Just the word of mouth. We know ourselves also. I've got my own carpenter, plumber. Does a good job. Give me his number. He didn't advertise. Who advertised? Allah Ta'ala used you. Honest business, alhamdulillah. He's sincere. Earning halal, rosy. Sufficient. Allah Ta'ala will spread the barakat like that. So we don't have to go into haram avenues onto these type of apps, etc. But we have to do it over there. And if we have to, we're doing it, then we should be very, very careful. If we don't get involved in the haram things on those applications. So don't disclose the faults of your wife to friends or family, etc. Always conceal one another's faults. Hunna libasul lakum, antum libasul lahun. Quran says, Hunna libasul lakum, they are a libas to you. Libas refers to a garment, a garb. So the women are a garb and a garment unto you, meaning they are covering for you. And you are a covering unto her. And clothes, multifunctional. It keeps you cool or it keeps you warm. The same way the wife will keep you cool or she'll keep you warm also. And so too with the husband, he'll do the same thing. He'll cover her faults. So once the garment keeps you cool or it keeps you warm. And the garment also covers your faults, covers your deficiencies. Husband will do the same to the wife. She'll do the same to the husband also. Cover the faults. Don't open it up. Garment keep you comfortable also. Same way also, the wife will give you comfort. You give her comfort. This is the tafsir of this ayat. In the same way now, we conceal one another's faults. It is worse to speak about one's physical relationship. That you never speak. And sometimes newlywed also, then other ladies will ask, how was it? And the boys will ask, how was it? This is now the worst person. Person now has relations with his wife, then he opens up to others. Just like this. This is not permissible at all. This is now within the bedroom. Shouldn't be spoken about. Shouldn't even ask also how it was. Express your love often and make her feel wanted. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours in a couple when the husband glances at his wife with love and pleasure. And she does the same by glancing at him with love and pleasure. Allah says, Rahmat pours upon that home. Because they have love for one another. Laugh and joke with her within Shari'i limits. Laugh and joke with her. Don't make her a joke. But laugh and joke with her, even though she won't laugh at your joke. Then too, you make the joke and you laugh at it, no problem. You'll be cheerful at home. So laugh and joke. And obviously, Hazrat says, you see her temperature also. Now you can see she's down and out, or she's irritable right now. She's telling you so long now to sort out that leak or to sort out or keep the certain thing away, you didn't do it. Now you become joking in the house. Now she said, you got time for jokes. I told you now last week to keep the certain thing away, you're not sorting it out. And now you're going to make jokes at home. So we got to see the temperature also, when's the right time to joke, when's the right time to make her laugh. And not at the expense of her family now. Sometimes it happens commonly. Like a husband mentioned to us, also, husband and wife, now they're fighting, they're not talking. So they had to go out somewhere, so they're driving, and they're passing one animal zoo. So the husband says, your family. To break the ice now. So she turned and she said, yeah, my in-laws. That's what they say, then the fight started again. Then the fight started all over again. So within Shari'i limits, laughing and joking is there. Make her cheerful, make her happy also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to engage in light-hearted conversation with his wives. He also used to tell them some stories. Whatever he told them also was the truth. Never spoke a lie. Even in jest also, even in joking also, it was something which was true. Something which was true. Compliment your wife on her dressing. Compliment your wife on her dressing. One brother made a mistake. Complimented his wife, but he told her, I like how you tie the scarf. But that other lady, I like how she ties it better. Finished. She just stopped it over there. So compliment her on her dressing and her cooking also, compliment her. And don't compare her to anyone. I don't say the cooking is good, but my mother's roti is something else. Inna lillahi. You put water on it now. Just stop it there. Don't have to say anything more than that. If you do not approve of any aspect of her dressing, then instead of rebuking her, rather explain to her in a gentle and loving manner your likes and dislikes. Now, if that is difficult, now we have the WhatsApp. You send her a message now. I will tell her, right, then she might tell you, you don't know how to talk. That you're trying to be as gentle as possible. But to her, you're being very rough and very rude. So in that case now, faster way, easy way, send her a message. In that way now, the message will go through. You're not there now, so there's no fight also. She'll get the message and then she'll understand it. Just as you would like to see her smartly dressed, you too should dress smartly for her, all within the confines of the Sharia. This also, the husband should be, here we are taught, just as you wanted to look nice and smart and also smell nice, then the man should be the same also. Here we have so many complaints sometimes about young boys. Just got married, don't know the etiquette of bedroom life. Now it is unfortunately we've got to explain to the young boys also how to be in the bedroom because they don't even know. Now how come now, although they have smartphones, but absolutely not smart. They got the smart, not smart. They don't know how to be romantic. They don't know how to be gentle. And what words also they call it also, when they call the wife to intimacy, the words they use are even romantic words also, like rough words. And some dirty words sometimes also, picked up in school or on the internet or with friends, etc. Right? They show they're macho or something. And this is how they tell the wife. And the complaints come also. He doesn't take care of himself, doesn't clip his nails, doesn't remove his hair below his navel, doesn't bath also. Sometimes the underwear is wearing for 2-3 days at a time. We had a report on this. We asked the Mustafa, how come? See, he doesn't have time to bath. Why? He's gaming the whole night. All night he's gaming, playing games the whole night. Now, what he couldn't do at home under his father's roof, now he got out of his father's house, he got married, now he's free to game. There's no restrictions now. So all day he's gaming. Time to sleep, he's awake. Time to be awake, he's going to sleep. Then he's running to work after that. Now no time to even change his underpants also. And sometimes for days he's carrying on. No time to remove his underarms also. And now he's smelling. And back to the, come home, back to the game again. And just by the way, the wife is there. By the way, she has to cook, look after him, and he's more thrilled in the gaming. There now, he's getting more enjoyment playing the games. So these things are happening also. So they're particular, how they smell, how clean they are. So the boys also have to be very particular, that they're going to smell good also, they're going to be clean, they're going to be hygienic. These things are very important. But, and women are sensitive. Oral hygiene is also very important. To use the miswak, to use toothpaste, to clean your mouth, so you don't put her off. And worse than that, comes the cigarette. And how they stomach that now. Right? We stand next to somebody that is smoking, we can't take the smell, although I'm a smoker myself. But I can't take his smell. Now imagine the maswara, they don't smoke at all. They don't smoke at all. Now they must become accustomed and used to it. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that this is also part of her right. That it smell good for her. And we don't have bad habits to put her off. If possible, give her a call during the day to see how she is feeling. Oh, what happens after a couple of years, we forget. In the beginning, mashallah, we're sending messages, we're phoning also. Hazrat says, in the beginning was like that. Right? The muhabbat and love is there. Now, that was now more our lust. Carnal desires was there. Permissible, my wife is there. After 10 years, 15 years, in the beginning, mashallah, Hazrat says, that when you came in the morning, she had different perfume. Come in the afternoon, different perfume. And then come in the night, was this musk and that amber and everything else. After 10, 15 years, she had 3-4 children. Now he's eating in the morning, he's now Vicks, or he's a Zambak, or something else. Deep heat, this is paining. So, now I have to rub deep heat for her. So tell her also, my love is also deep heat for you. Very deep and it's hot also still. Alhamdulillah. I said, tell her, I still have, still got it for you. He says, tell her, I still got, and now Hazrat told us, I still got Vuma for you. Although you've gone old. The habbat is still there. Not that now your back is paining, your feet is. And who is he paining for? It's for your children, looking after your mother, cooking for them, and feeding them, and doing for your family. And now, you say, now, she got headache, and now she got back pain, everything. Now, you buy the deep heat, and up they come, karte, do your kaam, whatever you have to do thereafter. So give her a call during the day to see how she is feeling. In the beginning, Hazrat says to when she will phone you at work, you say, my lovely, my darling, my baby, everything. And after 10, 15 years, when she'll phone, you see the number, say, oh, she's phoning, headache this, what she wants. When you take the call also, gee, I'm in a meeting right now. I'll call you later. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that. That time, Hazrat says, when she was like, she had a figure like a trigger. Now it's like a 5-liter oil bottle. I have no time for her now. Now, I'm talking to the secretary and the female rep is coming. I've got time for them. No time for the wife anymore. Still show muhabbat and love. Allah will give you his muhabbat and love. Share in the upkeep and maintenance of the home. Doing a household chores is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It breeds humility and displays compassion and kindness. It should be that the husband also has some hand when it comes to the house also. Whatever we can do within the house, that we must do also. Now they might say the Dasar Khan, at least we can clean up. At least we can pick up. At least that we can do. That we are sitting there now. They must clean up. They must do everything. Even we have domestics, then too we must do something to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assisted in household chores. Examples of this are cleaning, sweeping, laying the food cloth, looking after the children. This also is a sunnah. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this. Learn to tolerate slight misbehavior or displeasing little acts committed by your wife. Don't react violently by meting out injustice and cruelty upon her with verbal and physical abuse. Never take her curse. Never take her curse. Don't break your promises. Crush all expectations. and become an oppressor, a tyrant, and a blackmailer. Unfortunately, many of our sisters bear untold misery and suffer in silence, day in and day out for years on end, having none to turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't oppress them. You made a promise, keep to your promise. You said you're going to take her, now take her. Don't crush her expectations. Expect now, eat day, we're going to do this, we're going to... So if we can fulfill that expectation within the confines of Sharia, very good, do it. But what happens now, more than impermissible things that we're doing for them. That we're running to do it, but permissible things that we're not doing. Remember, O husband, when that lonely, broken heart cannot tolerate anymore, and those hands rise up, complaining to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then rest assured that her tears and pain will not go unanswered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, beware the curse of the oppressed person, since there is no veil between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the oppressed person, I will assist you, even though it be after some time. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to practice, inshallah. Tonight is an odd night, my dear brothers. We can take some rest also. Prepare ourselves for tonight, inshallah. Because sometimes it's a Quran Sharif. We can take some rest also, inshallah.